Threw that in there. It was supposed to calm down a little bit, but I think we got to talk about this. I mean, shout out to our camera guy, like our video guy. Who does that?
Yeah, visual dude going crazy, bro. He going stupid. He deserve a pay raise for real, bro.
My man said a pay raise. Mike just walked up there and said,
"That's me, baby. That's me. I did that. I drew that up. Yeah. Ha ha. Run it again."
Yeah, bro, we didn't even finish it. Play that shit back. That shit was that fire.
Run that shit back. Mike said, what, like 20 shit. Yeah, we only got a part of it, so let's get back into it. Let's...
Minutes,
so.
Yeah, run that shit back.
Let's get it. Let's go.
That's some heat right there, bro.
That's some heat right there. Ivan says, brother, what's that?
Brother, what up, Ivan?
We said we ain't saying ew no more. We're saying Shout out Dre. I know Dre's about to get wild on here. We got Corey sitting in the green room. Yep. We got somebody else in the green room as well. Let's bring Corey in here right now. Oh, say what's up to Corey. What's good, Corey? How you doing,
friend? Hey.
What's that?
How time you show up, cuz?
Hey, nigga, I had some shit to do, nigga. I had to do that.
Yeah, all right.
Carmen.
It was an important fight. It was a monumental fight, nigga. Had to do a little fight video real quick. It's still uploading right now.
Okay.
Hey, so Corey got a fight video coming up. But before we get into anything, Corey had some monsters in his neighborhood last night.
Oh shit, nigga.
And I gotta hear, because we got some audio, but I need to hear a backstory before we get into the audio. Because then after that audio, we're gonna bring in our guests. But yeah. Let's get into it. I gotta hear it, Corey.
Okay, so
break this shit down first.
I crashed out real quick. It's probably like it's like midnight. It's late at night. You know what I'm saying? But my apartment's. They got like these big, tall, spiky gates so the monsters can't get in. They can't get in the apartments, but they sleep in the parking lot, like under the covered parking, in the spots on the ground. Okay? Like they sleep on the floor, on no tents, no boxes, no none of that shit. Because when they start bringing all that shit, that's when they get kicked out. So they just sleep on the spots like their beds. So anyway, nigga. This one broad, she a goer. She be around the neighborhood. You see her all the time with everybody, all the time. Whoever got the blue shit, she be fucking with. So she been
the blue chew? With this.
Nah, the blue shit. Not the Kenny shit. Not the Kenny shit. The Finch shit. So she been fucking around with this one dude.
Not the Kenny shit.
Yeah.
She fucking around with this one dude. Right. These not, are those Tom Kenny. Brady moments.
So. Now this nigga think he her boyfriend, right? And so he had to leave somewhere, I guess work. I don't know. They live outside. They live in the elements, bro. So it's not like
work is stealing catalytic converters for people that don't know.
So it's midnight. He leave, and now my window is right above the monsters. Like it's right directly below me. You can hear this whole shit like they in my house. So now, when he leave to go to work, some other motherfucker pull up in a pickup truck, and Stacy in the back of the pickup truck getting cracked out, nigga. She laying down in the bed of the truck getting smashed. Now, bruh, whoever that left the first time, he come back in the middle of the shit and see the shit happening. He see the shit happening and he's like, bitch, what the fuck? I'm done with you. I'm done with you, bitch. I ain't coming back. You fucking somebody. I can't hear her as clear as him. And then she say something. He be like, nah, you was fucking somebody. You weren't even inside. I saw you in the bed. I saw you in the truck. You were not even inside. So she's getting cracked in the parking lot. And then the part that you're going to hear on the audio is when he had enough, bro. Like, I finally got up and I recorded and he was like, I'm fucking done with you, girl.
And so this is when Corey finally got out of bed and hit the recording. Everybody, this is for your listening pleasure.
These fucking monster stories be waking me up.
Said what?
They be waking me up, these monster stories.
Did he just go to another like cardboard box somewhere else on the parking lot?
Bruh, tell me why it don't sound like Eminem from 8 Mile though. After he beat Wink's ass.
I'm fucking done with you, girl. I've been saying that shit for like 3 days. That happened 3 days ago. I'm fucking done with you, girl.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, because that shit went on probably like a good 20 minutes. He was emotional, nigga, throwing shit, breaking shit. But I've been kind of low-key checking every day, trying to see. Like, I bet that nigga is still fucking with Stacy. And I just want to see. I just want to see if they still ride around together. I ain't seen neither
one. Hold on. Derek Long said Stacy was just busy working. Why is he tripping?
Look, he had to go to work. She had to go to work. But here's the thing.
Hey,
what bills are they paying, Kenny? Come on, Kenny. Like, what bills are they paying? So she didn't need to go to work that bad.
I mean, maybe she needs to get a blue contract. I don't know. Tom Brady moment.
Kind of pulled up on her off that kinky kitty. It had to get it cracked in the pickup truck, man.
He got that Bluetooth contract and was just like, oh my God, like, what are we gonna do?
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
Brother,
Hey, but you know what? Hey, before we get off topic, because we didn't even talk to lick of football yet. Pause.
Yeah,
no,
you're
dude.
Right.
Here you fucking go again, nigga.
I mean, I'm just some
Tom Brady moment.
Do you be doing this shit on purpose, nigga?
Hey,
let's get it. Let's get it.
You still on the run, bro?
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
what the fuck?
Barbados or whatever. But hey, before we get fully off topic and we start just going completely sideways. I would like to welcome our guest.
No diddy.
This dude is literally like he's got one of the dopest channels on YouTube. His film breakdowns are second to none. This guy knows more about football than most armchair GMs, most Twitter GMs, even some coaches out there, Josh McDaniels. Anyways, without further ado, I would love to introduce Mark John from Tape Don't Lie.
Oh, we got my nigga Mark.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all? What up? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Hey, I would just tell y'all real quick. When we run this back, nigga, I'm going to be making a face. He was like, he's second to none with tape. I'm like, nigga, who? But no, cuz official. I didn't. I was like, who is he talking about? Nah, that's him. That's him.
Hey, yeah, bro.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, dog?
So I know who you are, Kenny and Mike. Some of them don't know about the Tate Don't Lie series, right? Like, so what is it that you do with Tate Don't Lie? Because it used to be you and somebody else. Now you're doing all of this by yourself?
So it used to be, so Tate Don't Lie, basically it started by me and BD Williams. Me and BD, we did it for about 4 years. So basically we just watched film together. So it was just me and him, we watched film. We did it for fun. And we were like, fuck it, let's just go ahead and just do it together, right? Let's just start a podcast, see what, how the fuck it goes. And basically at that point it kind of just took off way more than we expected. We were just expected to just do it for, like, it was just some shit me and him were gonna do back and forth, and it ended up taking off, ended up being kind of a bigger experience for me and him. And you know, with BD, you know, I think just a little bit, it got a little bit too much where it became more of a job, and he didn't really even like Josh McDaniels. I'm gonna tell you straight up, a lot of it had to do with Josh McDaniels. And just kind of having to cover that. How long am I to cover Josh McDaniels? And I think it kind of just got to him a little bit. And, you know, so he kind of just went and decided to be a little bit of a family man. You know, he's on his dean and stuff like that. So with that, and I kind of, you know, brought in Matt Holder, and then even brought in Glenn Rockney. And we started the TDL Friday Night Lives with gambling, which just kind of got us sparked off and just kept the film going. And I do most of the individual breakdowns. I do all that shit myself. That's the memberships. I do all those quarterback shits, man. I do all that. All of that. That's all me. So so most of the channel is still me solo, but the rest of it, you know.
That is so here. So here, I'm not even going to pretend to get into it like you do.
Yeah.
But I fuck around with that stuff a little bit. Mm-hmm. The amount of detail and the amount of time you're doing on these cut-ups and compare this throw to this throw, and this situational football to this situational football, and this player to fuck. How long is this taking you to do this kind of shit?
It takes me a while, man. Like, especially when I'm doing, like, during the season, I like to do, like, every single throw of the quarterback. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. I try to do that. I try to do every single throw, break it down, chop it up, and then I usually chop it up for, so for my members, they get every single throw. I do a breakdown. It takes me, like, 45 minutes. And then I chop it up afterwards, and then I put it out. And then I'll probably put some designs on it, and then I'll get ready for my show. And then, you know, then I'm getting ready for this and that. It's a lot of film. I'm watching film constantly. I mean, I was watching film today. I watch film just almost 24/7, you know what I'm saying? So it's a grind, though. I mean, doing the film, it's a grind. It's this, you know, it's kind of exhausting a little bit, and that's why you can see, like, when you're getting into, like, Josh McDaniels shit, it did get tiring. It got tiring for me.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, especially the last season with Derek Carr, man, that shit got super tiring. You know, when people wanted me to do, you know, other shit and doing whatever, it got mad tiring. So I mean, that's why kind of why BD, you know, in my opinion, that's why he might have started to fade off a little bit, and, you know, didn't want to put the time into this, because it does take a lot of time, man. It's you know, especially right now with draft picks. You know, we have this plan, and we're kind of doing this thing, but we're trying to get all the draft picks in, and we're a little behind on that. So it's a lot, man. It is.
Yeah, and it's got to be crazy. Like, it's got to take a ton of time, and I know that a lot of people appreciate your shit, because I don't keep up with these comments, because I don't know how to do that shit and stay focused at the same time. I can't. But
ADHD.
Every time I look down, it's somebody talking about TDL, Tank Don't Lie. So you got fans, bro. So shout out to Tate Don't Lie, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing. And I'm going to tell you this, I like watching linemen and doing all this other shit, but man, every single time I know that you watching the same player as me, thank God, I don't, like, it's a whole bunch of work I ain't got to do. I just sit down and watch it and believe you for the most part, because the part that's hard to understand with everybody that watches film, I don't watch film, I watch clips of YouTube. Mm-hmm. The part that's hard is that when people look at this kind of shit, number one, they don't know what they're looking at. They don't know what they're looking for and things like that. You can tell anybody something's good or something's bad. And what most people do, because they don't know, is just agree with whatever the most popular opinion is, or whatever somebody on ESPN says, or whatever. The reason why I appreciate your kind of stuff, and Terry and BD, you guys watch it, and then you say whatever you're going to say. And sometimes you agree with other people and sometimes you don't. But it's factual, you know what I'm saying? You make your opinion based on it, but you say what you say. When somebody doesn't have arm drive or leg drive, you say that, and you can see it on the tape, because it don't lie. It's right there. So I appreciate metrics and all of that shit, but watching it happen and listening to a breakdown is way easier for me to understand football. because with all of the new schemes and shit every fucking week, I can't keep up. I think I played football, but they don't even count. They don't even play the kind of football that I played. I have no fucking idea, right?
Corey ran a 4-3 base, and that's they had like three stunts, and that's about it.
That's it, bro. That's it. Is it first down or third down? Yeah. Right
to the point. Like, but no, I do second that though, because you know, there's very few creators out there that can actually generate that content and break the game down so the layman can understand it. You know, you've got you've got BD, you've got Glenn, who's doing a good job over there. And then, you know, outside of that is really only Ted Nguyen and Chris Reed. They're the only ones that really, like, y'all are the only ones that break it down so people can understand it. But you're breaking it down into the point where, like, my five-year-old can watch it and be like, look.
That's the shit.
Oh,
that's
I learned the game. Like, there's nobody doing that. And that's, I think that needs to be celebrated, because Tape Don't Lie, y'all be putting out some fire content.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate all the love, man, that you guys are showing me right now. Because, you know, it is a lot of grinding, man. And, you know, what I try to be, because I think a lot of film stuff that you see out there is a little boring. You know what I mean? It's hard to keep film entertaining. And that's what I like to do. That's why I try to make as many jokes as I do when I try to break down film. I just try to keep it as entertaining as possible, because it's tough to bring film in and make it entertaining. That's why you don't see it on TV. There's no more NFL playbook on TV with Baldinieri and Sterling Sharp. They used to have that show all the time. That show's gone. You know, they're not doing that every single week anymore. You might have to go on, you know, Baldinger had to go to Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, he got kicked off of TV, what he was doing. So those type of things, it's hard as a hard sell, you know, and, you know, that's why LeBron's trying to do that in the NBA. He's trying to make it, you know, trying to break it down for some of these, you know, dumbass NBA fans that are out here. But, you know, the NBA fans are crazy.
So explain this to everybody, why you live 15 minutes down the street from me and you won't come fuck with me. Explain to everybody why that is.
Hey, nigga, I hit you up last year. You got to bear with it. I hit you up to do a D-line shit. I did, nigga. I hit you up. Do some D-line shit.
Oh, the truth comes out.
Did we lose? Of course, nigga. I'm a child. I'm not doing that shit.
I'm a child.
I'm not fucking living that shit over again.
I hit you up, dog. I hit you for some shit. So, especially when BD went down, man, I was trying to think of any idea, man. I got two white guys anyways, you know what I'm saying? That's why I needed some black.
When we lose, I'm emotional, nigga. I can't do with it, nigga. I don't like hanging out with women, nigga. I don't want to be around nobody. I'll be just in this bitch
pouting. Yeah, because
I knew Dre was going to say something.
I'm going to bring the nigga out of him.
Nah, because I did, because you know what I'm saying? Because I want that type of content, because, you know, especially doing D-line, especially last year, they're looking pretty good, man. That's why I wanted to kind of bring you on so we could. One, you can show off your skills a little bit too.
We gotta talk about Adam Butler.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you can show off your skills too a little bit and keep it entertaining, dog. I mean, that's what it's all about.
So because we all know that I'm a very emotional fan, right? So I'd just be falling in love with these players and they'd be my favorite even when they fucking up. Is Adam Butler as good as I think?
As a pass rusher, I think
he's fucking good.
As a pass rusher, yes. Against the run, though, he can't play the run. So, I mean, he is a little bit of a one-trick pony. So yeah, he is a, you put him in there on third down, he can get out to the quarterback. But you know, first and second.
Let's talk about it face to face, nigga. Let's talk about it. Naruto is that nigga, I'm telling you. Naruto. Every time this nigga get a sack, he get a tackle for loss on run plays. When he get for loss or whatever, this nigga be doing the kung fu shit. I don't know what it is, but my kids told me that this shit is from it ain't from Naruto, but it's from the Japanese cartoon shit.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
I didn't do nothing this time.
Dragon Ball Z. Sorry, bro. I think they help you in the comments. Dragon Ball Z.
That's what it was. It's Dragon Ball Z. I seen a couple of them. That's the one with Goku and the green motherfucker. I seen a couple of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Damn.
They got fight.
Comment section spamming Dragon Ball Z right now.
What are you talking about? What are they saying?
They're like Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z.
Hey, who's y'all favorite Dragon Ball Z character?
Who are you talking to?
I like Onion Turtle.
The chat, everybody.
Onion, you know what this shit is?
There was Onion Turtle, and then there was Big Dick B.
What shit? Hold the fuck up, nigga. You making shit up. Fuck you. No, it's not.
There was floor shit, and then there was three floor shits.
Fuck you, nigga. I was listening for a minute, too. I was like,
and then
what?
Pikachu. Everybody know that's Big Dick B.
What are you talking about?
Dre said that Vegeta was the black one. I thought it was Piccolo.
Again, hey, I'm 41. Can we please? I don't know. What you guys
I thought it was Piccolo.
About.
41.
I didn't really watch Dragon Ball Z like that.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
So getting out of Dragon Ball Z, let's talk about talk about quarterbacks.
Anyway.
The big three had their pro days, and I know that there's some controversy with the big three. Mike, you want to get into the big three first, or do you want to talk about quarterbacks? Because I know this one kind of hits you hard at home because Cole's your guy, right? Cole's your guy, but y'all got to fuck with Kato.
Oh,
right?
That big three.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah. We can get into that. I don't know what big three. I thought you meant like quarterback big three, but then when you said, okay, gotcha. I mean, shit. I don't think it was like that. The craziest diss. I mean, it was shock value for sure, but I don't think it was like the craziest diss possible. But still, the verse was dope. The song was fire. I fuck with it. It's all competition at the end of the day, but
of course,
that's what, I mean, that's I think Cole got to respond to that shit.
Yeah, I think Cole has to respond to it more than Drake does because Drake is just he's a pop rapper, but we're not going to get into that. Now, going into the big three quarterbacks, the big threes had their pro days. So Caleb, Drake, and Jaden had their pro days. Some people said that Jaden didn't have a good pro day. I thought he did. There was a couple passes that he missed, whatever. Caleb had a solid pro day. Keenan Allen was out there, and then Drake May had one. Who wants to start on this?
I mean, I can talk about the pro days. I mean, who had the best pro day was Michael Penix. Penix had the best pro day. Even though not even about throwing, it was just he showed off his athleticism, and that was his big thing. Like nobody thought he was an athlete. He's obviously an athlete, right? So I mean, that was a big check the box for him that I think might have put him in the first round conversation. Just because of athleticism, and he might have the biggest arm in this whole draft. You know, Jaden Daniels was pretty normal pro day. I wouldn't say it was like would lift his stock, but it didn't ruin his stock because his stock's already top three, so there's no stock to ruin, right? So his stock is basically the same. He didn't have to go up or down. I thought, you know, Drake May had a couple, he missed some throws early on, but then it was typical type of thing, you know. And you know, Caleb's was, you know, same thing. Like those guys didn't mess up anything. Right. I think Michael Penix is the only one that had the pro day where it might have lifted him up a little bit. And that's all because we didn't know how athletic he was, and he went out there and he ran. And that was why he had the big pro day. But the other guy is normal. You know what I mean?
So do you think if with Michael Penix's pro day, because that was huge, because we didn't see anything from him at the combine, and from, you know, with the pro day that he had, do you think that that could actually move him back into the first round?
Yeah, I mean, NFL teams are all about athleticism, man. Telling you, they at the end of the day, in the first round, it is the best athletes in the world. So that's the best athletic defensive tackle.
Where do you see him getting drafted, bro?
Where do I see him getting drafted? I mean, anywhere from like 10 to 20 at this point. It's 10 to 20 at this point because, I mean, with that athleticism and that arm, somebody's going to take a chance on it. He's just an older quarterback. He's going to be 24 when the season starts. You know, Jaden Daniels is a little different with the age. Somebody on Twitter was trying to get on me about that, but whatever. He's the same age as Joe Burrow. Him and Joe Burrow basically turned 24 the same year. Yeah. So he's going to be 23 the whole season, basically. In the playoffs is when he turns 24, if he makes the playoffs. So, you know what I mean? It's nothing crazy to be upset about. He's basically the typical senior. And then, with Penix. Penix is older. Penix is going to be 24 the whole season. Right.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of getting on an older, and you kind of think maybe how much did he play? Did he play too much? He has too many throws. But you can say the same thing for Daniels too as well. But that's where I think Penix is going to be, because it's just a huge arm and that type of things. It's just with me, with Michael Penix, I can't get the Senior Bowl out of my head because that nigga didn't do very well. I'll just say
that didn't do very well
at the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? But I like Michael Penix though. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with him. You know,
wearing. I mean, he's the same age as
would you draft him at 13?
Would I draft him at 13? It's rough for me, man. If they did it, I wouldn't be too crazy about it. Would I do it though? Probably not. I cannot get the Senior Bowl out of my head. Like, he went to Senior Bowl and he just was not good. He was missing every throw. It just wasn't good at all. You know what I mean? So go back to the film, you see some of that on film too. So it's like a little bit of a mixture, but if they took him at 13, I wouldn't be mad about it. But would I do it? Probably not.
If you're sitting at 13, do you take Terrion Arnold or Michael Penix?
Honestly, I'd go Terrion Arnold.
I would too.
I feel like at 13, that's a bit of a reach. Yeah, just because honestly, he's talented. Don't get me wrong. He's a talented quarterback, but
13's a reach.
It's just the injuries, bro. The injury concerns for me, bro.
Yeah.
I know he's been healthy, but still, like, that's kind of scary, bro.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's a good point. Maybe he has a Matty hangover the Senior Bowl, but, you know, it just didn't look impressive. Because, you know, when I go to the Senior Bowl, most of the time, like, I saw Justin Herbert at the Senior Bowl. I see Jordan Love at the Senior Bowl. I see Josh Allen at the Senior Bowl. I see Baker Mayfield. They looked like first-round picks. You know what I mean? Like, it was it was no question, right? Like, that's the first-round pick. He has the size, the arm. They ran practice. They're the best quarterbacks at the practice. You know what I mean? It stood out, especially, like, Josh Allen. And Baker Mayfield, like, that was no question, right? I left the Senior Bowl thinking Michael Penix is a second-round guy. So, and you could talk to, you know, Matt Holder. He was there with me. Anybody who's there watching them live, that's how I left. So, but, you know, I think this is a quarterback crazy league right now. Everybody wants to beat Mahomes. So we're all trying to chase Mahomes. Everybody's trying to find that guy who can go toe-to-toe with Mahomes. If we have a defense that can slow him down, who can get it done on the other side, right? And that's what teams are building. Teams are building up their defenses, and they're trying to get a quarterback that can beat him if they can stop him, which is easier said than done. But, you know, that's what we're building up. So there's going to be some teams that might reach on him, and the Raiders, if they like Penix, they might reach there. So
when we talk about reaches, or when we talk about quarterbacks, I'm not going to say reaches because this is definitely, it wouldn't be a reach. Obviously, my ideal would be for the Raiders to trade up, go and get Jaden Daniels. I know Mike and Corey are on that same page. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, I'm 100% on board with that. You know, I like Jaden a lot. I think, you know, Jaden, I'm always defending Jaden on Twitter. I feel like he's the only guy who gets ripped. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Drake May don't get ripped at all. You know what I mean? Drake May gets ripped by NFL guys. Like, NFL players that break down film, they get on Drake May. You know what I'm saying? But, like, these people on Twitter, I feel like they're trying to hype up Drake May, and they're all upset that Drake May might not go too. But, you know, Jaden Daniels, he just has that he has an NFL pedigree, NFL coaching staffs. You know, they're those guys kind of know him. They know what he's like. He was coached under Herm Edwards. He's coached under Antonio Pierce. He's coached under Marvin Lewis. All those guys are NFL guys, and he had a huge season. You know, and, you know, he's very accurate. You know, some things that, you know, that might have some little quirks, like is he going to take a lot of sacks? Yes. Is there a fear of him getting injured? Yes. But I think if you can see his growth, right, is constant. It is constant growth. Just like this year, when people say he doesn't throw over the middle, which is a good thing to point out, they're talking about his whole career. Everybody talks about his whole career for some reason. He's the only guy we look at all 6 years of every single play that he made and bringing it down, because he threw over the middle this year. So, yeah, maybe he didn't throw it over the middle at ASU. Maybe he didn't do those things. Maybe he wasn't asked at ASU, right? But, you know, I'm an ASU fan. I'm from Arizona, so I fucks with ASU. And I remember in big moments, he made big plays. Like the Oregon game, they're playing Oregon. And Oregon had a chance to go to the Pac-12, to the college football playoffs, right? And, you know, he beat them. He beat Justin Herbert. Went out there, beat Justin Herbert. He has some dog in him. You know what I mean? Like, even you beat Alabama, Bryce Young, you know, when Bryce Young was out there, that was kind of his coming out party. He went out there and he beat Bryce Young and beat Alabama. And the next thing you know, Alabama's on the playoffs. And that was kind of his little bit of coming out party. He's been great ever since then. So some guys just take a little bit of time. I like how he hangs in the pocket a little bit more than he used to. But yeah, I mean, to me, he is at least a top 20 guy, right? He's not gonna be like a bust or anything. The lowest you're gonna get from him is probably top 20. What can Daniels do that Pennis can't? Number one.
How much time you got?
Number one. If you see him running, he's like basically kind of like Lamar Jackson. He's probably the closest thing to Lamar Jackson that we have coming out in a long time.
Are you saying that because of the amount of speed, or is he elusive like that? Oh. I think
he's elusive.
Like Lamar. In the NFL, the only people that are as elusive as Lamar are kick returners.
You have to watch. It's just some runs. So there's one at Florida that is crazy. Don't put up on your channel. They'll take down your channel if you're trying to monetize this. But he has this run against Florida that's just crazy, dog. Like he basically goes through his reads and he just decides to score a touchdown, makes three guys miss, runs for a touchdown about 60 yards. He did it like three times against Florida. Okay. So, and there's one more against Missouri. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you guys seen this one against Missouri, but he is just will just take off, make three guys miss. Yep. His problem is he don't slide. Right, Corey? He don't slide. Yeah. That's his problem. He'll get popped. But we could teach him how to slide. We just got to work on that.
You learn
but
that in the pros.
I'll agree with Rob too. I think he's one of the most accurate passers in the draft. I will go Caleb and then Jaden.
I like his throwing capabilities.
Caleb is more accurate than he is. But Jaden is probably the second guy, especially with the deep ball. He's accurate to all three levels. He can throw all three levels. He anticipates. He gets to anticipate a little bit better over the middle field, but that's nitpicking in my opinion. So if they trade it up,
bro,
after him,
I really hope we get him, bro. I really want to see that, bro. That back shoulder fade to Devontae, bro.
It's good.
He has a nice back shoulder fade throw, bro.
That back shuttle fade to Tate, yeah, to Kobe, to Trey Tucker, like any one of them can get it.
Now, when you pivot back and you talk back
about
Michael Penix, when you talk about Michael Penix, because you did say that he had the biggest arm.
Yeah.
Now, would he have the biggest arm as well as the most arm talent? And talking about just the overall ability in his arm, or is who's the best passer coming out? Let's just say pure passer. Who's the best passer coming out?
It's Caleb. I think Caleb's special. I think Caleb is he's a special talent.
And it's no knock against Caleb. It's actually the total opposite. When we start having these conversations, I don't even include him because I think that I put him in a different class anyway. So I'm feeling like, oh yeah, he's the best passer. He's the best quarterback, period. Who else? Like, that's what I'm talking about. Amongst everyone else. I'm not even including Caleb because I feel like he's the best. You got to speak up or turn up. East Coast, who the fuck is this?
Your volume is
down. Yeah, you saying your mic is down. Your mic is down.
East Coast Raider.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, your volume.
Turn my. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Corey in the studio trying to.
Come on, dog.
Go off soft, no diddy.
Hey, shut up.
but to answer your question, Corey, the best passer, I would say the best passing ability, I would say probably besides Caleb, is probably Jaden Daniels. I would almost say Drake May, but just Drake May has too much happy feet for me.
He
got happy feet.
Oh, happy feet.
Yeah, he got the happy feet problem. And if he doesn't have happy feet, he would be the best passer. But it's a big problem for him that, you know, all you do with Drake May is hit him.
Who the fuck is Derek Long, nigga? All of these niggas got all kind of extra super, super tough man motherfucking energy, nigga.
I fuck with Derek, though, man. That's what I do.
This is this, you said, nigga. I apologize because I've seen his name a couple times and he always been cool. I don't know what happened right now.
Yeah, but Derek
Long, hey, I don't know what you look like. You know what I look like. Do not shoot me. I apologize.
So what I'll say to this comment, though, I'm going to say this comment, is that Justin Fields played Ohio State offense, which, I mean, is totally different. And it is not like what LSU did. I'll say that. Right. And you, so Justin Fields, you know, some of the things that he did in college, he kept doing in the NFL, which is hold the ball really, really, really long to make any read on the field. And it just that just kind of came with it. Jayden Daniels is not like that. He's a pretty quick processor. So that's why I would say the difference between them. I don't see a comparison there, to be honest. So
no.
In your opinion, do you think it's a real possibility that Washington goes Drake May over Jayden Daniels?
No, I don't think so. One, Dan Quinn is
no.
from that. And 11 on 11 is kind of the thing. You know what I mean? He knows, as a defensive guy, that Jayden Daniels is going to make the defense have to play 11 on 11 no matter what. And defensive coaches like running quarterbacks. Those are the guys who really like
them. Yeah.
I mean, that's why. I mean, Rex Ryan is the one who gave Tyrod Taylor a chance. You know what I mean? Nobody was giving him a chance to start. Rex Ryan did because he knows. They know how tough it is for defenses to game plan against those type of guys. You can follow the defensive guys in this league. Some of those coaches, they usually have those type of guys around them. You know, I would count John Harbaugh. I mean, he's a special teams coach, but I mean, that's kind of the same thing. You know, they embrace those type of players that give them 11 on 11. So, I mean, it'll be tough, but I could be wrong on that. I mean, they could like Drake May. I mean, they could like JJ. You know, a lot of teams like him. So,
well, look at it this way. Let's just imagine. Let's go to our nightmare scenario. Our nightmare scenario is that the Raiders do not create. They don't get one of these top quarterbacks in the draft. They don't get one at all. Actually, they're going to have to start the season with Gardner Minshew. So when you get a chance to start the season with Gardner Minshew, what is it that they're going to do in the draft to try to surround him, to make them at least competitive, make them more competitive or something like that? Because you don't necessarily have a backfield yet. No disrespect to Zamir White. And I like Zamir White, but I feel like he has some limitations and there's something else that they need. What is it that they would do to make them more competitive? And I assume it would be offensively if they did not improve with a quarterback.
Yeah, so in my opinion, if Minshew starts over O'Connell, I that would be a problem in my opinion. I think O'Connell should win that job just because it's not even one. I think O'Connell could handle the fan base a little bit better than Minshew will. I think once we watch Minshew, I think the fan base kind of, you know, have some words. And there's a lot of words said about O'Connell. And O'Connell, we have no clips of him saying anything bad or anything like that. I would expect
Jesus is homeboy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Kicking it with Jesus, that's why.
But, you know, Derek Carr, you know, he could handle the fan base, you know what I mean? And Aiden O'Connell,
he's getting funny.
So he was getting some things thrown at him, especially, you know, the Chiefs game, the 0 point Vikings game. And you know what I'm saying? He handled that with just kind of like how you want an NFL quarterback to be with the Raiders fan base, which I think they got to figure that out too. When they pick one of these quarterbacks, he can't be soft when it comes to the fan base because they're going to eat his ass up. He's soft. So, but with the build around Minshew, to be honest, I think that's more on Luke Getsy than anything else. I think Getsy's going to have to come with it if it's Minshew. If you're talking about
quarterback.
Some RPOs, give him some really easy looks because he can't throw downfield at all. Like O'Connell can't really throw downfield, but Minshew can't throw past 20 yards. So that's
Wait a minute. What do you mean? So what is it that he does that?
He's just gutsy, man. He's fire. He's a backup. He's a gutsy. He comes in.
He lives in a van down by the river.
He might run for a first down. I'll just keep it real. He might run for a first down. He's just gutsy, right? And you know, you have to have that because like, you know, to build around him, you got to have a good offensive line. But sometimes he's going to drift and he's going to do things. Your offensive line is not going to matter. He's going to take a sack. He's going to fumble. You know, so you have to have a great offensive line around him. So they're going to need a right tackle. They're going to need a run game, so they got to get another running back. Hopefully, it's like Tyron Tracy, somebody like that. They bring one of those dudes in.
Tyron Tracy, talk to me about Tyron Tracy.
Tyron Tracy is a wide receiver carrying running back. So basically, he's kind of raw as a running back, but he has great vision.
and with his own game he wanted to.
So he can so is he someone that, that played special teams also? So like how do you
he returned kicks too? He returns kicks.
And that's where you saw that he has the vision.
Oh no, no, no. I saw it on film at Purdue. So because he Iowa, he played wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
And he went to Purdue and he became a running back. And he averaged, I think, like 6 yards per carry this year. You know, Purdue was an air raid team, so they didn't run on the ball a lot. But when they did run, he was great, man. He was doing outside zone. He was making plays out there. And he could make dudes miss in the open field like crazy. It is wild to kind of watch him run. There's this run against, I think it's Wisconsin, that he, like, breaks, like, six tackles and takes, like, 50 yards. And he'll break tackles in the hole. He breaks tackles in the hole too. Like there's this one play that, you know, I actually posted on Twitter where he took the cutback in outside zone and then he had a guy coming towards him. He made that guy miss about 5 yards into the hole and took it outside, spinned and got 20 yards. So some Tyrone Tracy, his buzz is rising because he can play wide receiver too. Like he can get open, like, and he can block, he can catch everything. So he's a three down back. So you got to bring in somebody like that.
What kind of size does he have?
He's good size. He's like a big core. You think he's like 215 or something like that? He's got
good size.
Yeah.
That was a big ass receiver.
that's what Iowa thought too, I guess.
Yeah, that was a big ass receiver. So that's how he ended up being a motherfucking running back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. But he can catch. He can catch too. That's a big thing with him. And he can block. So I'm really high on Tyrone Tracy. But that's somebody they could bring in. They got to bring in somebody like that. If you're going to play around Minshew, he's got to have a damn running game. I mean, because if you think about it, when the Raiders beat the Colts beat the Raiders last year, the second half, what did Minshew do? Do you remember anything he did that game?
He was gutsy, bro.
He's gutsy.
And, you know, he might have ran for a couple of first downs.
Trey Benson? I think Trey Benson is more of a guy where you have to have a great offensive line because he needs a hole. But if he hits a hole, he's gone, right? He has a long speed, but I feel like that he needs help from his offensive line. This offensive line isn't good. It's going to be a long day. So, because what you see with Trey Benson is that as he got more carries, his numbers went down, right? Oh, no. So he had less carries. He had a higher yards per carry. He got more carries.
He got a trick motherfuckers and shit. He's a surprise back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he can catch, he can block.
Like, oh damn! Why didn't know you were that fast? Shit.
Exactly. Because he really is. I would say he's a ready to come in third down back. Trey Benson. If you draft Trey Benson, and you have
he's ready to come in third down back.
Yeah. No, Diddy, on that one. You got me on that.
Hey, you so, ready to get on the bench? Right?
Ready to come in? Nope.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
All right, yeah. So you can. All right, Trey Chance, Tyrone Tracy, 6 months ago and that.
He won't hear that shit at all. Tell me about Marshawn Lloyd. What about Marshawn Lloyd?
I like Marshawn Lloyd too. You know, Marshawn Lloyd, he just didn't get a lot of carries. So he doesn't have a lot of tread on him, which is kind of a good guy. I think you might get him a little later though, and you could get some of these other guys that you kind of want to start. But you know, I like Marshawn Lloyd too. He has pretty good vision. They didn't hand him the ball a lot. He was definitely a part of a group of guys like a bunch of the guys like that. So yeah, that's fine.
I remember
if it's that Matthew guy. I call that guy on TikTok, so that's why I see that shit all the time.
Follow who on TikTok?
I seen that. Oh. I saw that a lot.
Pretty decent lot. That's fucking. That's Mike. That's him. You and Mike actually should work together because what's going on? You always say you're trying to make tape don't lie, and sometimes watching film is boring. Let this motherfucker put the sparkles and shit on your shit. No, I'm not. You know what I'm talking about? Cause like it'd be a regular play and it looked dope, but then Mike get it. The motherfucker zooming in and out and shit, nigga. Motherfuckers be glowing. I was just saying, so he could probably make your shit more fun.
Yeah, I need some. You know, I'm actually getting some help from some other people now. I'm delegating, so it's too much shit.
Oh, you're a delegator?
Yeah, I'm a delegator. You know what I mean? Please, you got to.
Excuse me, sir. Hey, so explain to me why you got your Raiders flag like straight up and down like that. Like, is that some kind of like political? What does that mean, nigga?
It's not that deep, dog. I don't have the two. I'd have like two pins here. It was kind of okay, placed like here. Hella, yeah, my ex-wife set it up. So maybe it's my ex-wife. Maybe it's my ex-wife just hating on the Raiders because she set this up.
She's a hater, nigga.
Yeah, she's.
But you know what? I got one too. I got a big ass flag, nigga. But you see, I don't have nothing on the walls because I would just have a flag, nigga, because I don't have nothing really else. It'll just be up there by itself.
My nigga, they gave me so much shit for not having stuff in the background. Like they're like, why don't you have anything in the background? You're not a Raiders fan? Like, seriously, I used to get
that. Who says stuff. That?
The comments. Trust
the
me.
Comments? tell them bitch ass niggas to show up in person, nigga. I am just joking, I swear.
You're a rest record. What the hell?
Yo, the sign is real simple, B. It says wrap it up. Wrap up, B.
No, the fuck you didn't. Who the fuck? Who the fuck? Mike, nigga. Mike, you did that shit? Wrap it up, nigga. Speak it up, nigga. Hey. You over there spectating.
Hey, that was me. I didn't do that that time.
It was motherfucking Blue Chew. Yeah, what is he fucking get it going? Kinky Kitty moving so
motherfucking Kinky Kitty.
Right, these are those Tom Brady moments.
Hey, where's the
I'm
promo
glad
code
that
at?
I came
hey.
In after you guys already
right
did
up with the sponsor, bro.
Hey. And when the shit posts, don't be putting the motherfucking like. Are you gonna be putting the fucking promo code bullshit on the top? Save 20%.
Every time, save 20% with Coke Kinky Kitty. Anyways, before we get going, because we only got a few minutes left. We started late. We going a little bit late, but there's some news around the Kansas City Incestors, the Cousin Kissers down there. We got a couple things. I mean, they're about to be homeless and Rasheed Rice decided to start some shit. So who wants to hop on this one first?
Homeless? What are you talking about?
Honestly, brother.
Oh, you didn't hear?
Oh yeah. Apparently, City of Kansas City, they didn't extend the lease.
Yeah.
So they might not have Arrowhead anymore as a home.
Man, please, these motherfuckers winning Super Bowls after Super Bowls. These motherfuckers ain't going nowhere.
The Dallas mayor is calling for the Kansas City Chiefs to come home.
I guess the city don't want to pay for renovation.
That's wild. City's gonna let the Chiefs go?
Hey, you crazy. Let them motherfuckers. Hey, you let all of them motherfuckers talk about the Chiefs and leave Kansas City. That whole family is gonna fucking riot.
Hey, man.
That whole, we're gonna stay here. Fucking family. It's like 10,000 members, and they all got the same grandma, them fucking cousin kissing ass motherfuckers. They gonna burn that motherfucker down. They ain't going nowhere.
That'd be kind of crazy. So, what do you think's gonna happen with Rice over there? Because he was recently involved in a mass accident that him and his boys created. They walked away from the scene of the crime. Laid low for a couple days, sobered up, and then pulled up and said, "Let's we could talk now. Like, what's good?"
Wait, hold on. Wait, okay, so I guess I wasn't paying close enough attention. They got an accident, they just left. Everybody knew it was them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that. They
just what did they honestly went to jail? Nobody went to jail.
Nobody went to jail.
Nobody damn, that's I'm glad, I'm happy. But how the fuck, nigga?
I was laughing at the video clip. So white dude was like,
"So what happened to their car?" So when they left, what happened to their car?
They just left it.
There was like three different cars, I think.
Yeah, they just left the cars, dog. They walked out, left the cars.
They just left the cars. So they can be rich. So fucking somebody go figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went home, and the police said, "Show up." He said, "No, they got to wait till Monday when my lawyer come back to work." Is that what happened?
Till Monday when I sober up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then he showed up completely sober. Like, I heard you guys.
That's smart.
I heard you was looking for me.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. It's smart because it kept him from getting a big snatch from the DUI. That's the big one.
Right.
So what's going to happen to him? He going to get like a reckless driving type of ticket or some shit?
I doubt he gets a suspension. I mean, because it's a car accident. It's a hit and run. So I don't know if we get anything from the league, though. Not more than a game.
Oh, okay. So who got hurt? Did somebody get fucked up?
No, I don't think nobody died.
Nobody died. Damn. So that's what we're doing down to receivers. It's like, yeah, they didn't kill nobody. So I guess. Because these motherfucking receivers have been going buck wild, nigga. They be going fucking crazy. So as long as they don't kill nobody, shit.
You didn't kill anybody?
Hey, you know what? Okay. Wasn't it a receiver? It was a receiver that killed somebody, for real. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Henry
was it
Ruggs.
A receiver that killed somebody?
The two receivers that
done
that.
No. Long time ago. I'm not the...
Oh, Stallworth.
Not shit. That's
oh, Ray Caruth.
Yeah, Dante.
Oh, well, Dante Stallworth had a...
I'm not talking about the straight-up murder.
No, it's Dante Stallworth, wasn't it?
Break roof. What we just learned is like, hey, if you got daughters, do not let them fuck with receivers, nigga. I said
running backs, man, because you got... You know what I'm saying?
So they can't fuck with football players, because as soon as we said, like, hey, who's that killer? Names just start dropping. Ray Caruth. No. Stallworth. Oh, yeah. So, what's the name? He hit somebody with a car and they died, right?
Mm-hmm. Stallworth, huh?
It continued his career after that, huh?
Yeah, I think he got signed by the Patriots.
He got signed by the Patriots. After that.
Spirit said left good weed in the car and everything.
Who did?
You saying Rice did?
Not I.
Honestly, that's rich people problem, bro. That's rich people problem, bro. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, so that's crazy. So Kansas City, they...
At that point, you already caught me on camera. I'm coming back from...
Kansas City, man, they going crazy after winning the Super Bowl. Like, look, you get people shot at their parade. You got their wide receivers causing 42 car pileups in Dallas. Like... But Vegas is a bad spot for athletes. Now, look, and I was talking to my pops about this today, is when players go back, when players are from Texas and they go back to Texas, they do some stupid ass shit. Just like when players are from Alabama and they go back to Alabama, we've seen how that happens. Mm-hmm. Now, when players go to Texas for other reasons, you see some things happening. We recently had a trade today in the NFL. You were wondering where I was going with this. Recently had a trade today in the NFL where the Bills sent Stephon Diggs to the Texans. What do you guys think about that?
I'll go with that. I mean, I think with Stephon Diggs, I think, you know, CJ Stroud is going to learn what it's like to have an alpha receiver over there. I think he had like Nico Collins and, you know, Tank Dell and some of those other guys, but they're a little bit more quiet, right? They're a little bit more like, you know, if they don't get the ball, they don't say anything, right? But Stephon Diggs, Devontae Adams, those type of guys, if they're open and they don't get the ball, they're gonna let you know about it. And I think that's it'd be a little tougher for CJ to understand. I think CJ really showed last year is that like he doesn't really need kind of like coaching or anything like that. He's just gonna read the field and he's gonna play quarterback how he wants to play quarterback. You watch a breakdown of CJ, he's kind of just going over, you know, ignoring what Bobby Slowick is calling. He's kind of doing his own thing out there sometimes. And I think that's what we're going to see from CJ is that if he gets some kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Chemistry with Diggs. I think that they're going to make a lot of big plays, but I think, you know, Nico Collins and those guys, they're going to have to get in where they fit. When you have an alpha wide receiver, these guys are different. Okay. Now, because you could complain about him, his production, him complaining about getting the football, but he didn't get the football as much, and he got traded.
Right.
And this is why they complain about getting the football. Yeah.
In your opinion, though, do you think it's going to be any issues over there, just considering the fact that besides Diggs, they have Tank Dell, they have Nico Collins? Do you think eventually it's going to get to a point where he may get irritated with not getting the ball enough over there, not enough production?
See, I think CJ's going to feel
it. Not enough looks on.
You think CJ's going to go ahead and stop that from being a problem?
He's going to feed him. Because I'm just telling you the way CJ plays, right? And, you know, CJ, if he sees Stephon Diggs with a one-on-one and the play is supposed to go over here, I think CJ is going to take that chance. Now, because I think Diggs can still get open. You know, Joe Brady, if you go look at Joe Brady, some of the stats with the Bills when he's the Panthers, DJ Moore didn't have the greatest stats. With Joe Brady leaves, DJ Moore goes up. Stephon Diggs had a lot more targets. Here comes Joe Brady, his targets go down. So I think, you know, with CJ, he's going to try to feed him a little bit. And I think Nico Collins, even though he had some big games last year, I think he's better fit for as number two. Tank Dell's better fit as an inside guy. And you can, you know, kind of spread the ball around a little bit. But I think he's going to be the guy that eats. It is. Yeah. It's going to be hard for CJ not to throw to him, right? Because I thought that was a little bit of AOC's problem last year. AOC would get to the line. You see somebody lined up on Davante Adams. Is the play supposed to go over here? He would throw to Devontae. So, like, it's hard for when you get those alpha dudes to ignore them. It's hard. It's not going to be, you know, his history. You know he's probably going to get open for you in a big moment. You know he's probably going to make that catch in a big moment. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard. It's tough for that type of guy. So,
yeah. Simon,
speaking of Devontae,
I love your comment here, but that's a sore subject for us on this podcast because I think pretty much all four of us want a CJ, right? Like,
yeah, I'm cool with CJ. Yeah, last year was their chance, man. That was a chance to get a quarterback. So that's what I want to talk about it because they were at seven.
I feel like, honestly, I still think they have a shot this year, bro. I really think they do. It's gonna be a pretty penny, but I think it's possible. They could possibly get it done, especially if AP gets it in a certain person's ear enough, he may convince them right there. You never know.
Hey, shout out Oak Las Vegas. Shout out my boy Graf over there. He does a great job on his channel over there. Oak Las Vegas always showing love. I appreciate that. Guys, we're
bro. I really do think though that
if they do it, man, they just gotta, you know, hopefully they feel like they're very confident in this football team if they do that. So
I'm just gonna be a ridiculous fan. The Raiders are not gonna get the super quarterback that we need. So we're going to get a defense that's so good that it doesn't matter. We're going to get a defense that's full of
athletes. That's what AP thinks, though. That's what AP thinks, though. The AP thinks that he can just build a defense. And
yeah, we're going to get a whole bunch of Adam Butlers. And that motherfucker's going to win the Super Bowl.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bruh?
What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? I'm talking about Adam Butler is a better player than Tate Bowline is talking about. And I'm I can't fucking stand the bullshit, nigga. Well, I don't want to argue with him, but he gonna start manipulating. Hate come shit. On, he gonna start manipulating, come nigga.
Come on,
and I'm not gonna be tedious enough to take the time to manipulate back. And he knows it.
We can't end on a sour note. So let's stop hating on Mark real quick. Marcus, let everybody know where they can find you, brother.
All right, so find me at T Mark Jar NFL. Taped on Live on YouTube. Find me there. You know what I'm saying? You got TikTok. Taped on Live on TikTok. I post some stuff on TikTok too if you do TikTok. Those are all my kind of channels you find there. You know, if you join the membership too, I got every quarterback breaking down at least two games. I got Jaden Daniels games. I got Michael Penix games. I got Bo Nix games. I got Michael Pratt games. I got whatever. I got Spencer Rattler. I got everybody in the membership. So if you want to check it out, you want some long breakdowns, that's like every single throw of those guys. So check that out. Join the membership too as well. Also, and just subscribe to the channel, man. We're doing stuff all the time. We got episodes cooking all drafts. We probably did like 30 draft episodes already, I swear. Go ahead, check those out, man. We got every single player you could think of.
There you go. Make sure you guys check them out. You guys know where we're at, Black Team Broadcast. We're here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Me, Mike Avelli, Big Corey, Mike Tyson. You know how we do. If you guys aren't following them, I don't know why the hell you're not, because it's probably the best followers you're going to find on this panel right here. Like y'all need to get off. Y'all need to get off that pipe and just get out there. But Corey, Mike, you guys got anything you want to say before I send this out?
Yeah, I just posted a funny fight video. So go to at Big Corey 00 on Twitter and Instagram. The shit is funny as hell. It's a nigga, he whooped like seven white dudes that he got in a fight with seven people at a pool party.
Oh, you did that one? Nigga.
Solo.
Mike, you got anything?
I can't see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, besides that, on top of what Corey was saying, we may have something in the works soon. I'm not sure how soon, but soon we may have something in the works. And then, shit, you never know. I might just pop out with a video soon.
Send the comp over, Mike.
Yeah, yeah, shit. Mike,
we need a video.
Yeah, let me know, though.
Drop a video. But hey,
a video? Okay.
Hell yeah. Raider Nation.
Hey, in the comments, let me know who y'all want to see on a video.
Yeah, drop that in the comments. Spam the comments real quick as we hit you with this outro. Raider Nation, as always, thanks for pulling up. Black Team Broadcast. You know what it is. Black Team, you bitch.
How about that? How about that? Everything we talk about, ill intent, violence, physicality, execution.
And we out.